Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I received an email from one of our listeners. And a gentleman contacts me, and Kristen in my group follows up. And just he wanted to pass along how great he thinks the guides are, the Right Sizing Guide, the Market Ready Guide, and the other guides that you too can download for free on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. Remember that. You can download them for free at ericstewartgroup.com. So you, your friends, your family, if they're thinking about selling, I don't care where they live in this country or this world, if they want to know how to sell for top dollar and how to go through the process of downsizing, please encourage them to get this information. It's very important to help them in the process at ericstewartgroup.com. So, gentleman listens to my show regularly. There's just one thing he's having a hard time getting a handle on regarding he and his wife's future move. They want to transition to the Goodwin House, but been told that the wait list for the place that they're interested in is 2 to 4 years. So, and they're given maybe a 90-day window when something will open up. So they need to know that they're on this formal waiting list. How do I approach? Because I talk about getting your house ready for next spring. You know how important I tell you that you catch the wave based upon when the tide comes in. You do not try to catch the spring market wave by putting your house on the market now at top dollar, because the market isn't there unless you live in a very few areas where there's a dearth of listings. All in all, you want to catch the market at the very best time. So, hey, if you're on a waiting list, or maybe you're thinking of moving into a retirement community, and this is a question you even have, it's like, how do I get myself ready for a point in time that I'm not even sure when that trigger is going to get pulled? It might even be in the middle of July that I get a call from a retirement community that the place I want to be is now available. So the gentleman and his wife were intrigued by the piece that I had a couple weeks ago, where we talked about how CCRCs are forming and how essentially people are also living around universities and things like that. So the things you got to do to get your house ready for the spring market, you want to fix your house up now so you're fully ready. Folks, interview the real estate agent that you want to hire with now, even if you're not moving for 3 or 4 years. Decide on the relationship you want early, and don't be afraid even to formalize that relationship. Remember that a real estate agent doesn't make his living or her living until they sell the property and it goes to settlement. You may not be moving for 2 years. It may be 4 years. But if you form a relationship with a good, qualified real estate agent, they will help you and guide you in the process of getting your home ready. If it happened to be me, this is how it would work. So you might reach out to me at our ericstewartgroup.com website or call us on our toll-free number, 800-900-9104, and say, hey, I'd like to sell my home. I don't know exactly when I'm going to be ready. I hope to be ready by next spring. Perhaps I'll be selling. I think I'm retiring, whatever it might be. But I just need a plan of action. So what happens then is you call us or contact us. We come out and see you, and then figure out your time frame. So in an unknown trigger, like a call coming from a retirement community that says your place is now available, you have no control over when that trigger gets pulled, right? You're simply waiting for someone else. It's out of your control on the availability side. The other side is your preparation side, which you have complete control over. You don't want to put things into your house unnecessarily. You also don't want to wait till the last minute to do those things. So if you focus on getting yourself ready as if you're going to go on the market next spring, that's a great way to think. Recognizing that the commitment to putting your house on the market needs to be held in abeyance. That means that you and your agent agree, we're shooting to get the house ready to go on the market next spring, mid-February timeframe. We're going to spend the next 3 to 4 months preparing the house to get ready, but we may not actually put it on the market then. We both know that, A, as a seller, I'm going to work with you as my agent to sell the house, even if it doesn't go on the market at that point, and you as an agent make the commitment likewise. I understand that I'll be representing you in the sale of your property, but although I'll coach you through what to do, I'm not committed to putting it on the market in February unless you actually get that phone call. The benefit to this formal relationship early is you know where you stand with the agent, and the agent knows where they stand with you in terms of them investing time and effort into helping you get ready, recognizing that they may not get paid even if it's a couple years down the road. Meanwhile, you're taking the next 4 or 5 months to do the things, and you've got your plan of action from your real estate agent. Here are the things that we're going to do. I have a very useful chart in my listing presentation which shows the benefit of the quiet listing, which is one of the tools that we use to market a house without a lockbox, without a sign, without it being in the computer, where we market a property that's really not ready to show yet. In other words, there could be boxes everywhere and the house may not be painted, but we still sell houses that way because we manage the buyer's expectations that the house isn't ready, but the seller may need to stay in the home for 6 or 8 months. We might quietly list your property, recognizing we still don't know when that call is going to come from the retirement community, and the buyer would have to recognize that also. Do you understand the caveats that are put into the relationship? Meanwhile, you can start your preparation and enjoy the preparations that you're actually going to make. You wouldn't, as I said last week, want to put new windows into your house because you may not be there for more than a year or two. If you know you're going to be in your house for 5 to 10 years before you move and you're thinking about replacing your windows, fine. You get to enjoy the windows. You're not going to make money with windows, folks. You're going to put 100% in and you're going to get 40% back on windows. The real savings is going to be in the savings month to month on your heating bills. The things you want to do to sell your house for top dollar all revolve around appearance. That would be cleaning the windows that you have, painting the walls, making sure the floors look decent. They don't have to look buffed out and perfect, but you don't want to have the house be overly cluttered. For tips on how to avoid that, go to the Eric Stewart Group website and download the right sizing guide. Again, free there at the site. So going back to this listener's question, how can I get myself ready when I don't know for sure when I'm going to put my house on the market? Let's not worry so much about that exact day, but let's get ourselves focused on being ready now and then enjoying how pretty your home is going to look while you're waiting for your next place to actually be ready. Furthermore, getting pictures of the outside of your home now in this fall is a good idea to prepare yourself in case you do get that call in January, December, or even February, that if you did go on the market, you had nice outdoor pictures to complement the interior shots, which would typically be done just before you go on the market. So there was an interesting article that we found, and by the way, thank you for your emails. If you email us at our website at ericstewartgroup.com. You can email me directly at eric@ericstewartgroup. There was an interesting article by Dr. Nancy Burke, and she tells this story about her mom agreeing to shed the responsibilities of a four-bedroom home in place of a senior housing community. And Beth Winston in our group pointed this out to me. Nancy Burke said, I knew she'd love the maintenance-free lifestyle, but worried that she'd feel the stigma of aging in an environment that welcomed a highly specific age bracket. My siblings and I held our breath as we waited to see if Mom, 78, was accepted. I should have known this was going to be a college deja vu experience when she landed on the wait list for her favorite place, but it wasn't until I got the phone call that it hit me. She got in, cried Roberta, like a tearful parent reading an Ivy League acceptance letter. My sister would still be jumping for joy if there hadn't been a move to coordinate. See, if you'd ever seen Mom's 300-plus snowman collection, you'd know that that was no easy feat. You can't take everything with you, Roberta reprimanded, channeling Mom's famous words uttered in 1978, shortly before she and my dad rented a U-Haul the size of a horse trailer to get Roberta's clothes to campus. How soon these kids forget. Living 500 miles away, I escaped the heavy labor, but I felt the same way at Mom's move-in as I did after my kids' dorm drop-offs. True, there wasn't the possibility of a bad roommate, but what if Mom hated her neighbors? What if she got homesick and wanted to drop out? Before we could get much deeper into our obsessions, Mom did what most happy college students do. She made herself scarce. The woman who was always at home went MIA for the right reason, a thriving social life. Before the move, when she didn't answer the phone, we'd panic. Now it's a good bet she's on the run with her buddies or hanging out on the porch, which operates a lot like a student union. I just got to stop for a second and say that I it's interesting how we're all like, you know, we can move through life, and here's this mom who makes the move into a retirement community where her life transforms and she becomes a social butterfly. I love that. I love that. I got to take a quick break. When I get back, the rest of the story right after this. Don't forget, you can go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, and download free information, request a market evaluation of your home, or call us toll free at 800-900-9104. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll be right back.